Arizona's business and political leaders are keeping a very close eye on NAFTA renegotiations. The state has important relations with Canada, and Mexico is our biggest trading partner. With me to talk more about NAFTA is Glenn Hammer, President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Glenn, do you think tweaks are needed, and are you nervous at all that a bigger overhaul may take place?
Well, today is the kickoff for the Super Bowl of trade. We support modernizing NAFTA. It's a 23-year-old agreement. We absolutely see areas that it can be improved, such as in the intellectual property and the e-commerce and the energy areas.
If this modernization can happen, what are the potential rewards for Arizona? Great growth has been happening. Can there be more?
Absolutely, there can be more. In terms of Arizona's trade and exports, you know, Mexico far and away is our largest export partner. Canada is a very important trading and export partner, as well as a very important source for foreign direct investment. It's very important for the business communities, at the least, from Canada, the United States, and Mexico, to be on the same page and to help drive what we need to see so that we can have additional prosperity. And I would point out that the U.S. Chamber, the National Association of Manufacturers in D.C., have really been doing a great job working with their counterparts in Mexico and Canada to make sure we're all on the same page.
Certainly, there is the focus on Mexico being such an important trading partner, but Canada as well, and not just because of snowbirds and not just because of real estate. Canada's heavily involved here too.
Absolutely. And these supply chains are now so integrated. Take one example, the auto sector. Arizona is emerging as a major player when it comes to driverless car technology, and we're entering the electric car area with the Lucid Motors plant that will be coming up in Pinal County. A big reason why that's happening is because of the auto supply chain in Mexico. And right now, the reality is that the auto supply chain is a North American supply chain, Canada, the United States, and Mexico. And for all three of our countries to be successful in that very important sector of the economy, we need to make sure that NAFTA remains and is properly updated.
What about the potential risks? Are there things you, even if you don't expect, you're a little bit concerned about potentially that could hurt Arizona if too many changes are made to NAFTA?
Yeah, that's a great question. So the flip side of this is if this agreement goes the wrong way, our view is that it would have a very severe impact on our state's economy. There have been years, Steve, where the difference between Arizona growing and being in recession has been our trading relationship with Mexico and Canada. So the stakes are very high here. You know, our focus is going to be on to continue to communicate these areas where we know we can make improvements, work with the national business organizations. We expect to work with our friends in Mexico and Canada. And the business community, if we have our act together, which I believe we do, we can drive a result that will make NAFTA greater than it is today. And that's what I expect will happen at the end of the day.
Well, if it's a Super Bowl of trade, Glenn, I imagine you're sitting there with your popcorn and hot dogs and whatnot, right?
Well, we're not just going to be consuming, I would say guacamole would be
sorry.
Maybe more appropriate with the tomatoes and the avocados and the onions and, you know, certainly Mexico and the United States participating in that delicious product. You know, this is one where it's very important for the business community not to be a spectator, but to be actively engaged and to, in a respectful but forceful way, submit to our administration what we need to see in this agreement to continue to grow. My final point here is that the administration has rightly identified 3% growth as an achievable target. And the administration is doing some very good things when it comes to regulatory reform and a blueprint for tax reform. But there's no way, it's absolutely impossible to get to 3% growth, and I'll use the technical term, if they screw up trade. So we have to get this right. And if we get this right, we could really get the American economic engine revving on all cylinders.
Glenn Hammer is President and CEO of the Arizona Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Glenn, thanks as always for the time.
Thanks for having me on the show.